You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's jam.
Denver and Carolina.
Let's rumble.
Peyton Manning going back.
We've got a quarterback who I really believe is just beginning to hit his prime in Cam Newton.
The Super Bowl is so much more than just a football game these days. It's America's unofficial holiday.
Two former number one picks at quarterback.
A few things that you can always expect during Super Bowl week. Lots of parties.
The Carolina Panthers, they lead the league in scoring going against the number one defense.
Party!
February 2016, day 39 of this year. A little bit chilly out, going to be a cold week. Tomorrow's and Wednesday's highs only in the upper 30s. And cold at night, but it warms up again come late week. This mention of snow flurries seems to be no big deal. Minimal snow, no accumulation, which means it'll probably be about a foot and a half this time tomorrow. The guessing game continues, but just cold is the point. And it's the Monday after the Super Bowl 50. I'm sure people are, well, some people are not going to be making it in today, but it's just too obvious. You can't call in sick today. You just can't. It's too obvious. But there will be, millions of folks will be ill today, or they took the day off, which was the smart way, I guess, but it's still kind of the the wussy way out. But anyway, the game is over. It was quite the event. The ball game itself.
The first half was great. Second half okay. Seemed to drag.
It seemed like the Cam Newton kind of tanked it. Not on purpose, I wouldn't guess, but uninspired, maybe, let's say. But the Broncos win that ball game 24-10. And the Broncos defense, incredibly impressive in that entire ball game. Peyton Manning was okay. I mean, he didn't do anything bad. Cam Newton had dropped the ball twice and seemed to be not particularly into it. But the Broncos defense was so good, they seemed to kind of demoralize the entire Panther team. So Peyton Manning goes out, we assume, in style with his second win in the big game, the first quarterback to ever do it for two teams, the Colts the first time around and then the Broncos last night. And he was excited in the post game. Now, there are folks that are already denying that he had any kind of a deal with Budweiser, although twice he plugged them in the post game, once on the field, once on ESPN. And it's been quoted by several folks that no, he did not have any kind of sponsorship deal with Budweiser.
Well, it's very special. This game was much like this season has been. It really tested our toughness, our resilience, our unselfishness. And so it's only fitting it kind of turned out that way. And great bunch of teammates, great bunch of guys I got to play with. And I just feel very, very grateful. Obviously, it's very special to cap it off with a Super Bowl championship. You know, I'll take some time to reflect. I got a couple of priorities first. I want to go kiss my wife and my kids. I want to go you know, hug my family. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy. I promise you that. And so I'm going to take care of those things first. Definitely going to say a little prayer and thank the man upstairs for this great opportunity. And I'm just very grateful.
Okay. And he said the very same thing in the ESPN postgame. The very same thing down to the last words.
Well, on the stage he said it. So I don't know if it was that three times in, because I saw him twice on CBS. And if he said it on ESPN. But it was, like you said, exactly the same thing. So he had it planned out.
He's grateful and he's all that stuff. But he kissed the Papa John dude on the field. That was his first thank you, was a kiss for John, what's his name, Schlatter or something, who owns Papa John's, wearing his orange, you know, his little outfit. But Peyton is always quite gracious and eloquent in his speeches. And you know, this team was not given much of a chance to win this ball game, but they were ahead from the get-go and never looked back. And Cam Newton, who was supposed to be the end-all and be-all, and he is a great, great young player. That team averaged this year 32 points a game. They scored 10 last night. And Cam was anything but, let's say, gracious in his post-game comments. He was bummed out and got up and walked out and just was kind of a dick.
We'll be back.
Ron said Denver 2 years ago had a tough time. They bounced back. Did you take that to heart when he told you after the game?
No.
Can you put a finger on what why Carolina did not play the way it normally plays?
Got outplayed.
Is there a reason why?
Got outplayed, bro.
Is there anything Denver did defensively that, I mean, I know you've seen them, studied them, but they're pretty much what you had seen on film. Was there anything different you think they put in for this game?
Nothing different.
Did you see anything that you didn't expect today?
They just played better than us.
Okay, enough. Grow up.
Well, I mean, what is he supposed to say? Yeah. I think, what is he supposed to say?
Well, he's supposed to be a little more classy and speak in less than, you know, two words, or not less than, more than in two-word sentences. It was an ugly loss. He knew it. But there are ways to handle that and ways not to. And he's getting soundly beaten up by the media for his post-game attitude. Yes, you lost. It's a football game. But there are ways to have a little more class. But, that's just the opinion of some. The halftime show to me was the best one ever. It was great. It was 12 minutes, and boy, that must have been rehearsed over and over and over and over again, because it was really, really good. Lady Gaga, I thought, was incredible on the anthem, too. Very, very impressive.
I didn't see that part. I did see the halftime show. Was it just my TV then? Because I haven't heard any other comments about this. It sounded like the vocals were buried. I could hear a lot of crowd noise, but I could barely make out anybody singing.
I heard all of it. It was all pretty clear, I thought. First, it was Coldplay. They came out and did a couple of tunes, and then it was seamless, as someone said. There was not a beat missed. Then Bruno Mars and them came out, and then Beyonce came out, and
oh, that was Beyonce.
She did almost fall, though.
I thought it was Serena Williams.
It's kind of hard to tell. They all do. They kind of all resemble.
She's just big.
She's a big chick, and she was good. And at some point in her life, she's going to have a real bad problem with her neck from throwing that head around like that. Calm down, honey. But she was good. The entire thing was...
That stage was something else.
It was pretty simple, I thought, but all the visuals, because it was daylight, all the umbrellas and the colors and the stage, it was quite well done. Here are some pieces of the audio of that, just to hearken back to last night. voices seem pretty present and loud there.
Yeah, that's a lot better than what I heard of my set at home. So
there was a kind of a flashback to they mentioned Purple Rain and a Springsteen tune and just all kind of stuff. In 12 minutes, they packed a lot into that. And just the sound and the lights and the performance of those kids and the marching band and all of that. It was extremely well done, I thought, for that kind of a small time period. So congrats to all of them. Miss Gaga, she did not overdo it, which she sometimes tends to do. And she looked interesting, semi-normal.
What's with the hair? Come on.
What's with the red glittery eye makeup?
That's
the but it matched her outfit, which may be my new look, to wear the eyeshadow that does match my clothing. But that has to be bad for your eyes, doesn't it?
Not
that
necessarily.
Red stuff?
I don't know. Then she had American flag shoes on. Those were awesome. Cool.
And blue fingernails. But I thought that, you know that she was in general relatively, for her, let's say, not laid back, but reserved. But she was good. The whole thing was good. The game was the part that was, there were some nice moments. But again, you know, in these games, you just kind of wonder at sometimes. I don't want to say that there's a fix, but Cam Newton looked like he could have. He just looked lethargic in that game. And on the last fumble he made, he didn't even try to get the ball. He just stood there.
No effort.
Didn't that seem kind of odd?
Yes. I think everybody commented on that.
I mean, it just seemed he just stood there. Jump on the ball, son. It's a live ball. But he didn't take that moment. As far as the commercials went, any thoughts, comments on that, anybody?
I saw the Steven Tyler one, but I saw that on Friday online.
There was a lot that I said the same thing. I said, it may have been funny. If I'd never seen it before, but it was funny on Friday.
Right.
The wiener dog one was pretty darn funny. That was cute. That was the second most popular one.
I like the Doritos one. This ultrasound Doritos one was funny.
It was okay. Yep. Anthony Hopkins, I thought, why is he doing a commercial? But it was pretty funny. It was one for TurboTax.
Sir Anthony Hopkins, every actor at some point considers selling out.
I would never tarnish my name by selling you something. Now, if I were to tell you to go to TurboTax.com, it's because TurboTax Absolute Zero lets you file your taxes for free.
So you're not selling anything.
It's free. There's nothing to sell. Come here, TurboTax.com.
It's a good girl, TurboTax.com.
Not bad, but why does he need to do that? He's one of the classiest actors of all time, and he's doing it, well, whatever.
They all are these days. They used to do them over overseas because it's quick, easy money.
It's a lot of money, but I guess it's up to them. The ad meter proved that the most popular one was Hyundai's first date with Kevin Hart.
I saw the end of it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's really hard to pay attention, isn't it? Doritos that Sid just mentioned, that was okay, I guess. But there were on and on and on.
But that one, again, has been on for weeks.
Because the thing with Doritos that was cool is you got to enter the contest and they picked the top four.
Right, yeah.
So I thought those were just kind of neat to watch. Yeah. Somebody actually just videoed that and did it.
I did not see Christopher Walken. Did you see that one?
No.
It seems like that the most prominent advertisers were car companies. Yeah. This is one last night with him. I missed one. This was missed at my house for Kia.
Honey, do you know where my beige socks are?
Check the walk-in closet.
Richard, there are two types of people in the world. Those who are content to blend in. These people walk through life like beige socks. Then there are those who expect more. They're exciting. They have pizzazz. Eventually, the beige sock people get devoured by the ones who stand out. Do you want to be devoured?
No.
What is that?
It's the new Kia Optima. It's like the world's most exciting pair of socks, but it's a mid-size sedan.
Whoa.
Bo was right.
Punch it, Richard. Come on, punch it.
Okay.
It was funny. It was toward the end of the
game. I did not see it. The puppy monkey baby was creepy.
I don't understand it. I still don't know what it is.
It was just very, I don't know what it was for. Oh, it was from Mountain Dew and their new drink.
Oh, yeah.
That's full of caffeine and crank and fuel of some kind. I have no idea, but it was very, very odd.
Man, I might just chill tonight.
Puppy monkey baby. 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 Puppy monkey baby.
Okay, and you're selling what again?
Caffeine.
And you didn't even mention it once. You kept saying puppy monkey baby.
But they knew to be real weird and have that thing come in. I mean, that was creepy.
It was a monkey wearing a diaper. And my wife said, God, that's creepy.
But the legs are a baby, a human. And then the torso up is the monkey.
It was odd. But anyway, today is the day after what should be a national holiday, I suppose, at this point. No numbers in yet as to how many folks watch this. A lot, I'm guessing. Across the world, although this game seemed to go on forever, there were extra timeouts and extra breaks for commercials. And this thing lasted for what? About 4 hours?
Exactly, four hours.
And the NFL games usually last about three, exactly. So there were timeouts after timeouts, but the game is over. Peyton Manning wins, along with the Broncos, who were just great last night. But the game overall, there just weren't that many ooh-ah kind of moments. There just weren't. And the Panthers just didn't appear to be into it. Or they were beaten down early on and just kind of in their minds quit.
Well, maybe something happened on the field because I was very disappointed in Peyton Manning's attitude, but... It was very anticlimactic. I mean, I think everyone in the world was more happy that Peyton Manning won than Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
He just didn't give the cheer. And I'm sure he's sad because he's going to retire, or he didn't go out like he wanted to because the defense won the game.
I don't know.
It just seemed real
not exciting. He's been there before. His dad's been there before. His brother's been there before. And the whole thing, it is what it is. It was over with, and I mean, he didn't, cry or, pee his pants or act a fool. He just is that kind of a guy, I think. And he has a bright future, whatever he does. He's about to be 40 years old, God forbid. Mm-hmm. Then he will carry on. But this guy has investments and stuff, and he's going to be just fine. But will he come back? I surely hope not. That would kind of somehow just sully the entire thing. To have this guy, just don't come back, Peyton. Just go away and count your money and raise your kids and enjoy your family and don't get hurt anymore and don't go play for the Rams or something just for the money. He doesn't need the money. It's over with.
I think it's interesting if he does retire that him and John Elway are the only ones that retired directly after a Super Bowl win and both being Bronco. Oh,
that whole story there goes way back. The coach of the Broncos, Gary Kubiak, was John Elway's backup quarterback in Denver for three of their Super Bowl games. Then, and they lost them all. Then he ran the offense, I believe, for the Broncos when Elway and them won the big game. Then he left for the Texans. And he came back and is now the head coach, and Elway is the GM for the Broncos as they win it last night. So that's a long, complicated mm-hmm. unit. But Pat Bowen, his wife was the blonde gal.
Tammy Faye Baker?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Good look, hon.
Thing.
Good look. And anyway, it's after 2 weeks of hype. Maybe the whole thing is kind of a letdown. How can anything live up to that after you hype it like this for 2 weeks in every possible medium? ESPN, just the beginning of it. It was on. This thing was on. I guess I turned it in about, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then I went back to bed because it was this went on 4 hours. Then at 5:30 or so, they finally got it going, and many folks enjoyed the day, I hope. And there's Eli. looking completely as if he's in some kind of a light coma, as usual.
I guess he couldn't really
close your mouth, Eli.
Show too much.
Why not?
I don't know. He's on another team.
I mean, it's his brother. There's his brother Koopa. There's his mama Olivia. Mm-hmm. There's Archie. Archie wants a nap. And it's just, I mean, it is all finally past us, and now we move along to baseball. I guess these guys will be in camp next week in Arizona and in Florida, and there is basketball. The Tigers won this past weekend, and the Grizz did too. And now we go on to basketball, and that real quiet time in the sports world with no more football and just hoops, and then baseball, then spring, and then we will just do it again in about a year. It all just evolves and keeps going in the same circle. Valentine's Day is coming up. Yay. That's this Friday. And Sherry's Berries wants you to buy some berries because they're really good and your wife or whomever will like them a lot. We've had them for years and they are just great. You can win her heart all over again by buying these beautiful, and they are giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. $19.99, a savings of 40%, and double the berries for just $10 more if you'd like to at berries.com, berries.com. Go up there and type in my code Drake, D-R-A-K-E, and then have them sent to her office if you choose or to your home. That's all up to you, but they are a great gift. Giant strawberries, and they taste good, and you can double them right now for just $10 extra. Berries, berries.com. Type in Drake in the upper right-hand corner, and you'll be able to have those sent to your wife or your girlfriend or your mom or whoever you want to be your Valentine this year. They really are good. Sherry's Berries, berries.com is the website to go into to get this all arranged and set up for Valentine's Day, which is this Sunday. Any emails from the weekend or commentary on any of the ball games or whatever the heck you'd like to, mail at drakeinthemorning.com, and we'll check those and the other sports news, what there was of it, in just a few minutes.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.